Aliyah Kissick's interest in politics started when she was just 8 years old. Now, a decade later, she's excited to vote in her first general election. Illinois Newsroom's Rachel Otwell has this profile of a first-time voter still looking for a candidate and a party she can identify with.
Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
At 18 years old, Aliyah Kissick is already a business owner. She's welcoming customers who peruse items in her boutique. She draws from her eclectic fashion sense to curate the secondhand items. What she doesn't sell, she donates.
My three values are self-confidence, sisterhood, and sustainability. So I feel like with the store, I'm really able to lift women up, have them come together to form a community, and then we can make a difference in the planet by like reducing our carbon tracks and all that fun, nerdy stuff.
Aliyah is biracial and was adopted as a newborn by a single white mom. Her hometown of Athens, about a half hour from Springfield, has a population of about 2,000. The vast majority are white. Aliyah says her family isn't very interested in politics, but she has bucked that trend. In third grade, she picked up on the energy around the 2008 presidential election, and the topic started coming up more in school. She's been increasingly fascinated ever since.
I was so excited about the 2016 elections. I remember I stayed up all night waiting to see who won, and I was so excited to see how it turned out and to see if my predictions came true, which they did.
Aliyah calls herself a moderate. She's wary of publicly supporting candidates as she doesn't want to alienate opinionated customers. In the county where she lives, more than 65% of voters went for President Donald Trump. When she gets her ballot in this year's midterm election, the candidates for Illinois governor will be at the top. Aliyah says this spring she started noticing political ads for governor ramp up.
Right around March, every time I opened YouTube, I would always see Bruce Rauner riding on his motorcycle. I didn't even really pay attention to the ad because I'm just like, what even is this? He was just riding his motorcycle and it would cut to him just speeding down the highway like he was some sort of cool kid.
Aliyah says she's also not a fan of multi-billionaire businessman and Democratic nominee J.B. Pritzker choosing recreational marijuana as a focal point.
If you are assuming that people are only going to vote to get weed, you are underestimating the population. Like, yeah, some people might think weed is cool, but they also think more important issues like the economy or specific rights when it comes to being a citizen, protecting those. Those are more important than recreational marijuana.
As a business owner, are you inspired by seeing fellow business people running for higher office?
See, I actually think that it's a good thing. I mean, maybe not necessarily a bunch of multi-billionaires that have money in their family, but business owners, as a rule, are very good at being multifaceted. Business owners, especially if they are entrepreneurs and they start their business, wear all of the pants or skirts in their business. So they learn how to interact with people. They learn how to be diplomatic. They also learn how to manage money.
Aliyah is pursuing a business degree. Today, she's in the commons of Lincoln Land Community College in Springfield studying. She says she'll continue to do her research ahead of November 6th, and lately, that has meant discovering the third-party candidates for governor.
There's not as much information online about them. The Republican and Democratic parties definitely saturate all forms of the media, so it's been a little bit of a challenge, but it's a challenge that I've enjoyed because I like the idea of the underdog and just giving them a chance. I love that. I think it's so cool.
Aliyah says she'll stay open to hearing from all sides.
I definitely want the divisiveness to lessen over time. This is me being a little bit of an idealist, but I do hope that eventually the two-party system is eliminated. It's so divided, and with the advent of social media causing echo chambers, it's going to be even more divided.
As she weighs the best outcome for her future when it comes to candidates for governor, Aliyah says all options remain on the table. I'm Rachel Otwell, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois Newsroom is a public media journalism collaboration covering education, politics, health, and the environment.